4, 3, 2, 1.
Cue music.
This is Movies First with Alex First.
There have been plenty of great World War II movies. Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, The Pianist, to name but a few. The Exception is not one of them. Instead, it's an adequate telemovie with some strong visuals, coupled with heat, the latter drawn from the sex scenes between the two characters at the centre of this drama. It's a film populated by good-looking and elegant types, often sharply attired. The Exception follows German soldier Stefan Brandt, Jai Courtney, as he's dispatched against his will to investigate exiled German monarch Kaiser Wilhelm II. The year is 1940. The Kaiser and his wife, Princess Hermine, played by Janet McTeer, live in a secluded mansion just outside Utrecht in the Netherlands. As Germany's taking over Holland, the country's authorities are concerned that spies may be watching the Kaiser. As Brandt begins to infiltrate the Kaiser's life in search of clues, he finds himself drawn into an unexpected and passionate romance with Mika, Lily James, one of the Kaiser's maids who has an ulterior motive. There's a very dangerous game being played here, in which the stakes could not be higher. When the head of the SS, Heinrich Himmler, Eddie Marsan, makes an unexpected visit with a large platoon of Nazis in tow, the stage is set for a showdown.
You're listening to Movies First. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The Exception is based upon Alan Judd's historical fictional novel, The Kaiser's Last Kiss, which was published in 2003. Theatre director David Laveau is at the helm of the movie, his first foray into cinematic direction. He works with a screenplay from Simon Burke, who's previously written TV movies, series and miniseries, but never before a feature film, although he did write an 18-minute short called Jealousy. What we're fed is the bleeding obvious. In other words, The Exception is heavily signposted, and surprises are few and far between. If truth were told, I can't think of any. At times the film is most heavy-handed, and that's when the acting becomes obvious. What The Exception truly lacks is sophistication, subtlety, and nuance. Dare I say, that's not the exception, but the rule. Mind you, you at least come to understand the meaning of the title, which was a puzzle upon entering the cinema. It never lifts a gear or elevates above the predictable and conventional. So, The Exception scores a 5.5 to 6 out of 10.
You've been listening to Movies First with Alex First. Subscribe to the full podcast at Audioboom, Stitcher and iTunes or your favourite podcast distributor. This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.